Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to go through the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 30 today in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. It shall happen when all these things have come on you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among the nations where Yahweh your God has driven you, and return to Yahweh your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh your God will release you from captivity, have compassion on you, and will return and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of the heavens, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will possess it. He will do you good and increase your numbers more than your fathers. Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. You shall return and obey Yahweh's voice and do all his commandments, which I command to you today. Your God will make you prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and then the fruit of your ground for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you will obey Yahweh, your God's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. If you turn to Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command to you today is not too hard for you or too distant. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven to bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us to bring us and proclaim it to us that we may do it? But the word is very near to you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. Behold, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and evil. For I command you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his ordinances, that you may live and multiply and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you go in to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you pass over the Jordan to go in to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your descendants, to love Yahweh your God, to obey his voice, and to cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land with which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is one of my favorite passages in Deuteronomy about choosing life and having life and blessing and curse in front of you, and you have this choice, Lord. And we do want life and prosperity. We do want to keep your commandments, your statutes, your ordinances. We do want to live and multiply. We do want to be blessed where we stand. Lord, we don't want to have hearts that turn away. We want to hear from you and hear you and obey you. Lord, we do not want to worship other gods. We do not want to serve other things. We do not want to serve ourselves. Lord, in light of that, there are some pretty strong warnings about what will happen to us when we serve only ourselves. Lord, in light of that, keep us close to you. Your word says that the nearness of you is our good. And Lord, that is so true. And so often we ask, where are you, Lord? Where are you? But you are with us. Your Holy Spirit lives within us. We carry the presence of you wherever we go. So hearken us to remember it. Hearken us to slow down enough in this very busy, fast-paced life enough to experience your presence. We ask for your forgiveness in chasing after busyness rather than chasing after you. Lord, I also pray for those whose children are far from you, and I pray that you would bring them back into the fold. Chase after them. Leave the 99 and chase the one. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the way that you love our children, our parents, our friends, our family members more than we do. But if they are a burden to us, Lord, right now, if we have been burdened by them in terms of where they are with you, we lay that down and we thank you that you take on that burden for us. You carry them for us. We no longer have to carry them. I relinquish that to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by an amazing person, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. She's written a lot of amazing books, but in this one that I want to talk about today, it helps you to discover which of the seven types of rest you need most. The book is called, and this is a best-selling book, it's called Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. And if you would like to take a quiz to find out which area of rest you need the most, and like I've said earlier in the month, I think I need all of them, you can go to restquiz.com and find out which is the rest that you need. I think for me right now, just to be really honest, and if you want to pray for me, you can do this. Mine is, I just need sleep. I need good sleep. So if you would pray for me for that, that would be awesome. Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. Thank you for writing Sacred Rest, and thank you for providing all these resources for us.